KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have mostly cloudy skies. It's still 63 degrees. We look for a chance of scattered showers through mid-morning, a high today of 72. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. In Iowa news, after two judges ruled tens of thousands of absentee ballot request forms from Woodbury and Linn counties are void, the Iowa Democratic Party is filing a lawsuit seeking to overturn those rulings. Last week, the Republican Party and the Trump campaign successfully argued in court that the forms violated a state order because voter ID numbers were included, and the Secretary of State had ordered all forms to be blank. Iowa Democratic Party Chairman Mark Smith spoke at an online news conference Monday morning.
The Iowa Democratic Party and our partners are fighting back against these voter suppression tactics.
Kay Pence is vice president of the Iowa Alliance for Retired Americans, which represents many retired trade union members. She says the Republicans' lawsuit seeks to reduce the number of Iowans who vote by mail.
You know, I just don't think we need to create more anxiety for voters, especially for those of us that have voted by mail for years.
The Democratic committees that support candidates for U.S. House and Senate are part of the lawsuit as well. The lawsuit challenges the Iowa Secretary of State's authority to order county auditors to send blank absentee ballot request forms to voters. Auditors in Linn, Johnson, and Woodbury County sent forms that included the voter ID numbers. Well, a former Republican lawmaker who successfully sued to get more polling locations open in the Sioux City area for June's primary is calling on Woodbury County's auditor to resign. Former State Senator Rick Bertrand of Sioux City is accusing Democrat Pat Gill, the Woodbury County auditor, of overstepping his authority by sending absentee ballot request forms to voters for the November election that included the voter ID numbers.
And let's make note, any qualms about this. What he did was not a mistake. It was an attempt to cheat.
And on Friday evening, as we mentioned, a judge ruled in favor of Republicans in the Trump campaign and nullified tens of thousands of absentee ballot request forms Gill sent to Woodbury County voters. Bertrand said Gill and county auditors in Johnson and Linn counties who sent those ballot request forms with voter ID numbers filled in were targeting a specific population.
They have large bases of public housing. Well, people don't understand, when you talk about voter fraud, and this started in 2008 with Mr. Gill when it came to public housing. This is about harvesting votes. When I was in the legislature, we shrank the early absentee voting from 40 days to 29. Everybody's like, oh, you're trying to suppress votes. You know what you're trying to do is you're trying to shut down the harvest.
Bertrand is accusing Gill and other Democrats of manipulating public housing residents.
They organize them, and they basically spoon-feed them on how to vote, or they're going to lose their housing.
Gill declined to comment on Bertrand's statements. Rapper Kanye West will remain on the Iowa ballot as a candidate for president after a state panel rejected two challenges to his candidacy. The Iowa Candidate Nomination Objection Panel on Monday unanimously rejected one challenge related to signatures on West's nomination papers and another that noted West was running as a no-party candidate but is registered in his home state of Wyoming as a Republican. The panelists comprised of Republican Secretary of State Paul Pate and Democratic Attorney General Tom Miller and Democratic Iowa Attorney, or rather Iowa Auditor, Rob Sand. Besides West, eight others will appear on the ballot. Iowa Workforce Development says the unemployment tax rates that are paid by businesses will remain unchanged in 2021. Radio Iowa's Dar Danielson reports.
Businesses pay unemployment taxes into a trust fund so unemployment benefits can be paid out. And there was some question whether the increase in unemployment brought on by the pandemic would cost them more. IWD says the governor's put $490 million of federal coronavirus relief money into the pool, and that will allow the rate to stay the same in 2021. IWD required to set the new unemployment tax rate each year based on the trust fund balance at the end of the fiscal year on June 30th. I'm Dar Danielson.
Well, the Grant United Methodist Church has canceled its annual fall bazaar due to COVID-19 pandemic. Church leadership is encouraging community members to stay home and stay safe this year. Those interested in supporting the church should consider making a donation to replace the cost of any in-kind donations or purchases they might have made. Further information can be found on the church's Facebook page. All money raised supports the Grant United Methodist Women and their work for mission projects and the Grant Church. The Grant United Methodist Church, founded in 1855, is a multi-generational church, focusing on concern for its neighbors and providing a center of worship for all ages. Currently, worship services are celebrated at 9 a.m. each Sunday via Facebook Live. The Exira EHK School Board will hold a special session Wednesday evening. The meeting in the conference room at the Elkhorn Building begins at 6 p.m., and during that session, the board will discuss and act on approving a bus bid, approving updated hybrid calendar options, along with personnel matters such as hires, transfers, resignations, and the like. The next regular board meeting is then set for September 21st at 6 p.m. Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vandywater yesterday reported that a man from Bridgewater had been arrested August 28th in Oneida. 41-year-old Douglas Matthew Pruitt was taken into custody for a domestic abuse assault with bodily injury or mental illness first offense. Pruitt was issued a summons to appear in court September 10th, either live or by telephone. The Mills County Sheriff's Office yesterday reported five recent arrests at around 11 p.m. Sunday. 20-year-old Christopher Allen Hill of La Vista, Nebraska, was arrested following a traffic stop and charged with OWI first offense. At around 6:30 a.m. Sunday, 20-year-old Adelita Mariah Molina of Omaha was arrested for OWI first offense and speeding. And late Saturday night, 39-year-old Everett Michael Collier of Council Bluffs was arrested in Mills County for driving while barred, speeding, and failure to show proof of insurance. Friday afternoon, 20-year-old Brandon Joseph Burghardt of Carter Lake was arrested at the Pottawatomie County Jail on a Mills County warrant for probation violation. And on Thursday, 27-year-old Paul Eugene Whitmore of Omaha was arrested at the Douglas County, Nebraska Jail on a Mills County warrant for probation violation. Clarinda Police Chief Keith Brothers reports a pursuit resulted in a crash Saturday and the arrest of a teenager from Pottawatomie County. Just before 3 a.m., the Clarinda Academy had reported two students left the facility without authorization and one of the students had stolen a Toyota RAV4 SUV from the grounds of the Clarinda Academy. A short time later, officers located the stolen vehicle in the area of 16th and Stewart. When police tried to stop the RAV4, the driver failed to comply and led officers on a pursuit at speeds of excess of 100 miles per hour. The chase ended when the driver of the SUV lost control of the vehicle at the intersection of Highway 2 and Highway 2 bypass. The vehicle came to rest in the north ditch at the T intersection, and the SUV had sustained $5,000 damage and had to be towed from the scene. The driver left the vehicle, and a short foot pursuit ensued before he was apprehended. The Page County Sheriff's Office identified the suspect as 16-year-old Ethan Stevenson of Council Bluffs. Stevenson faces charges that include theft of a motor vehicle, felony eluding of law enforcement, driving while revoked, failure to obey a stop sign, and speeding. He was treated for minor injuries at the Clarinda Regional Health Center and returned to the custody of the Clarinda Academy. The other student that left the Clarinda Academy was located by Academy staff earlier and returned to campus. Deputies of the Page County Sheriff's Department investigated the accident and assisted at the scene. All reports will be forwarded to the Page County Attorney's Office for review and filing of formal complaints alleging juvenile delinquency in the Page County Juvenile Court and Page County Magistrate Court. The news was brought to you this hour by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.